This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Ontario's three-step plan to lift COVID restrictions means restaurants now have a timeline for full reopening, and that'll happen exactly 1 month from today. 50% capacity starting a week Monday, and then 100% February the 21st. Our guest is James Rolette with Restaurants Canada. Good to have you back on the show, James.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you think about that, James? We didn't realize there would be a phased-in approach that would be laid out yesterday. So knowing by February 21st that restaurants will be back at 100% capacity, your reaction?
Well, we're glad that we have a plan. It's been a while since we've been able to start planning our businesses. So, still, even though they've laid it out, restaurants are going to be a little cautious. We've been caught up in this before. It was just last year at this time that they opened us for, I think, 8 or 10 days, and then they closed us again. So I think we're still going to be cautious, but it's good news. I think a lot of people were worried that we'd be well into February before we got open at all. So we'll take this for now and start serving people and doing it with a smile.
10 days for restaurants and bars to get ready. Is that enough time for businesses to kind of get the food and the alcohol back stocked up and to be able to open their doors and invite customers back in?
Yeah, it should be. We estimate usually about a week. With the supply chain issues, there may be some menu items that aren't available, but for the most part, a week's usually enough to get a hold of your suppliers and get deliveries. The only hiccup will be because they're starting on a Monday. It's often hard to get deliveries on a weekend. So that might be a little hiccup, but we're innovative industry, so I'm sure they'll figure it out.
We learned from Ryan Malo at the CFIB yesterday that most small businesses have six-figure debts, and many are not able to survive the current lockdown. How, James, has the pandemic changed Toronto's restaurant scene?
I think you're going to see a huge change. We did a survey of our members, and 70% had almost 100,000 in debt, and another 25% of that is almost $500,000 in debt. So that hurts everybody, especially independents. I think independents, you'll see a lot more of them going out of business. So that will really change the face of communities. Those are the backbone of the community. So we're hoping that the damage will be limited, but I truly believe that this will change the face of Toronto's restaurant industry.
Yeah, it's so true. Restaurants are the backbone of communities, right? Like you go to the Danforth, you know the restaurants that feel like the Danforth. Same with the beaches, same with, you know, the West End. Restaurants really do provide the extra character for a neighborhood. So what do these restaurants need from government? I mean, money's got to be forthcoming, or what are you hoping, or what are they hoping for, James?
Well, they need more money to try and pay down some of the debts. We think that the closures and everything else was done on behalf of the community to make our community better, to fight this pandemic, which is fine. Our restaurants accepted that. But what we can't accept is the fact that we have to foot the bill for most of the closures. So hopefully governments can step up and provide a little more support and ongoing support. It's going to be a long time. Most of our members figure it'll be a year to 18 months before they even become profitable again. So that's going to be a long time to get back on your feet. And hopefully we can find some way to support the restaurants in the meantime.
Draw a comparison for us, James, between the situation that chain restaurants are in versus neighborhoods. And if we have an opportunity to spend some money once or twice a month to go to a restaurant, how important it is to support the neighborhood restaurants rather than the chains?
Yeah, chains will still suffer. I think what you'll see on the chain side is a consolidation, and some of their some of the restaurants will close. But you're right. They can weather the storm a little better. They have some people behind them. I guess it depends. Sometimes if it's a franchise situation, they might need the support just as much as anybody else, because they're just in small business people that invested their life savings into the restaurant, and they're probably going to be just as hard hit. But I guess the rule of thumb is, if you know the owner, if you know the people involved in the restaurant, then like more than likely it's their life savings and their their entire life, basically. So if you know the people, support them. It helps financially, but it also helps when they look at it, say, they're all asking themselves right now, can I go on? Should I go on? Do I want to go on? And support financially helps, but also that support to show that people are behind them and they think that you're a valuable part of the community and you want them to survive as well. That goes a long way.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. James Rolette from Restaurants Canada. Looking forward to next time when you come back and tell us how restaurants in Ontario are doing a booming business again. We'll have a much more upbeat conversation then. Thanks, James.
Thanks a lot. You have a great day.